In her family's backyard overlooking Lake Erie, Melissa Zirkel watched as her son Jermaine joined some friends in the water. On that July day in 2018, she was building steps in the backyard, and
I kept looking and checking on him, and he was standing in the water and he was laughing, you know, having fun with the other kids, and then about 2 minutes later, I heard cries for help.
Jermaine was 14 and knew how to swim, but he got caught in a strong current near a structure that juts out into the water.
Two of the other kids tried to help him, and they just couldn't keep a hold of him throughout all that. So he went under, he was missing for 3 days.
The U.S. Coast Guard and water rescue teams from the area joined in the 60-hour search for Zirkel's son. She describes that time as a nightmare. Jermaine's body resurfaced shortly after the search was called off.
Jermaine was always very smart and very inquisitive. He always wanted an explanation for everything. He had dreams of going to Harvard, and those dreams started when he was about 7. He wanted to go to Harvard, and he was just very funny. He liked to tell jokes, he liked to make faces, he liked to do silly things with his afro just to make people laugh.
Zirkel grew up near Lake Erie, but never learned about the dangerous currents. Like many people, she didn't know about structural currents that develop along piers, or about rip currents that form in a break in a sandbar. Both can quickly pull people into deep water. And after Jermaine died, she hated the lake, until she refocused that hate into ambition.
I set a new goal, and that was to educate as many people as I can about water safety and rip currents and structural currents and Lake Erie in general.
Now she's a board member of the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project, which teaches water safety classes and trains lifeguards.
There's so many things that I wish I had known, you know, before Jermaine's accident. It could have been prevented.
She's also extremely careful when it comes to the safety of her other son. Quandrell is 15 years old.
You don't go in the water without life jackets, ever. We do walk along the shore. You know, I don't make him wear a life jacket for that, but he knows we don't go in without life jackets. We have a canoe. We actually go out on a canoe. We only go out when it's very calm and we don't go out far.
Her newest goal is to put warning signs about dangerous currents up at her private beach. She also wants to reach out to both private and public beaches about having life jacket loaner stations. These days, she lives in the house on Lake Erie, the site of her son's death.
I like the lake. I like the calmness. And since Jermaine's accident, I kind of have a new peace here and I feel closer to him here. And it's just, my heart is here.
And here she holds an annual ceremony on the day Jermaine drowned. She calls it an angelversary. This year, she celebrated the 3rd. 30 or so guests attended the event, including family and friends of Jermaine.
We gather, we say prayer, and then we throw flowers in the water where he went in. And just a nice way to get together and remember Jermaine and talk about his life and share memories.
Zirkel carries her own memories of Jermaine every day. Around her neck, she wears a glass locket, with Jermaine's picture on one side and a lock of his hair on the other. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.